Isn't this what every rapper does? I've just done it.
Pastor Washi, always a joy having you in the studios, and can't wait to have you come back on this show here.
Hey man, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
By the way, you make a good rapper.
Wow, you see, trust me, I don't make any good rapper, but you know, there's a surprise on the album. We might have a hip hop song on the album. So let's wait for it.
Imagine Pastor Washi rapping. But hey, thank you very much for coming to us. It's a busy schedule. Yeah. Really appreciate for finding time to come through and talk about the song.
Appreciate you, Patrick. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate. I was having a chat with Pastor Washi. Dropped a single on the 5th. Go out, stream it, and just bless someone. And just share it on your status and everything. Coming up to news at 18. I'll be back in the second hour.
Mom, when you scoop Blue Band into the pan,
I'm feeding my family the right way.
Blue Band is the only one with the right levels of omega 3 and 6.
That's what helps my children grow healthy, grow strong, and grow smart.
So that one scoop you scoop, that one spoon you spread,
it's more than cooking. It's love. It's care. With Blue Band, I take good care of my children.
Introducing Blue Band, a spoonful of nutrition.
Because when it comes to my children,
every spoonful matters. Spoonful of nutrition. Blue Band.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government says it is engaging Angola and Nigeria for fuel supply amid Middle East crisis. Police in Dola investigate sudden death of Kaweche Kaunda. And jihadists kill army general and soldiers in attack on Borno State base in Nigeria. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Vice President Mutalina Lumango has disclosed that government is already engaged in several African countries, including Angola and Nigeria, as part of efforts to secure alternative sources of petroleum products amid ongoing instability in the Middle East. Mrs. Lumango says government began these engagements even before the escalation of conflict in the Gulf region, which has since made it increasingly difficult and costly for Zambia to procure fuel from traditional suppliers. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Lumango explained that the prolonged tensions in the Middle East have disrupted supply chains and driven up global oil prices, prompting Zambia to intensify its search for more stable and cost-effective sources closer to home. Government has been engaging fellow African countries for some time now, even before the current challenges in the Gulf region, to diversify the country's sources of petroleum products, said Mrs. Lumango. The Vice President was responding to a question from a Member of Parliament for Kwacha constituency who sought clarification on whether government was considering procuring fuel from nearer countries such as Angola.
The engagement in fact started even before the war to engage, for example, Angola. We have been engaged with Angola, with Nigeria, to see how possible we can work together. I think on Angola we started even talking about it. I think something was raised here. So we truly are looking for alternatives. Just like you see, we are so well placed today for many African countries. If you hear what the war is doing, it's the cost.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Lumango has cautioned against the use of deception by individuals seeking to join the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, stressing that while political doors may remain open, Trust and accountability cannot be easily earned through dishonest means. Mrs. Nalumango acknowledges that individuals from other political parties are free to defect and even pursue leadership positions under the ruling party. She has, however, emphasized that the manner in which such transitions are made matters significantly to the Zambian people. Just nowhere to survive, but using deceptive means will not help, as Zambians do not forget that easily, said Mrs. Nalumango. Her remarks were in response to a question raised by Kawata Member of Parliament, Andrew Tayengwa, who sought clarification on the ruling party stance regarding individuals who are joining UPND through what he described as backdoor methods. Mrs. Nalumango warned that while the party does not reject individuals who choose to defect, the public remains vigilant and capable of assessing the integrity of those entering political spaces through questionable means.
Even today we are receiving many that were there, yeah, who will go with us. But that will not be PF, colleagues. Don't you pretend not to understand. You do understand what I'm saying. The Zambian people don't go backwards. Just know where to survive. Just know. Using deceptive means or lies, or untruths, it will not help, because Zambians still remember.
Police in Dola Kopperbell province have launched an investigation into the sudden death of Mr. Kaweche Kaunda, son of former President Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda. Mr. Kaunda, 67, was found dead on April 9, 2026, around 9:30 hours. The incident is believed to have occurred between 18 hours on April 8 and 8 hours on April 9 at a residence in the North Rise area of Ndola. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the matter was reported by Mr. Mike Kaira, 77, who informed authorities that his family friend had been found unresponsive. Mr. Chilavi said the preliminary investigations indicate that Mr. Kaunda had arrived in Ndola on April 6, 2026 and was staying at an apartment in North Rise. On the morning of April 9, a domestic worker performing routine duties knocked on the door to Mr. Kaunda's room but received no response. She then alerted a security guard who gained entry and found Mr. Kaunda lying unresponsive, said Mr. Chilavi. Mr. Chilavi added that Mr. Kaira was subsequently notified and reported the matter to the police, adding that police officers rushed Mr. Kaunda to Ndola Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. He said that initial examinations conducted by police scenes of crime officers revealed no visible injuries. The body has since been deposited in the Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary, where a post-mortem examination will be conducted to establish the exact cause of death, said Mr. Chilavi in a statement issued to RSV News. He added that an inquiry file has been opened and investigations are ongoing.
Mr. Kaunda was rushed to Ndola Teaching Hospital by police officers, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Initial examinations by police scenes of crime technicians revealed no visible injuries. The body has been deposited in the Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary, where a post-mortem examination will be conducted to establish the exact cause of death. An inquiry file has been opened and investigations are ongoing. The public will be informed of any further developments.
Police in Lusaka have shot dead 5 suspected criminals wanted for various crimes. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilami disclosed that the incident occurred yesterday in Chibodia compound. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Chilami said around 10 hours, Kanikiniki Police Post was alerted of 4 suspected criminals armed with various offensive weapons, including pangas. He said that a team led by Inspector Mutema Mwenda were dispatched to the area, where 2 suspects were apprehended recovering some matches, while the other 2 suspects fled. Mr. Chilavi explained that while escorting the apprehended suspects, the officers were attacked by their accomplices armed with offensive weapons, leading to the escape of the apprehended suspects. During the attack, Inspector Mwenda sustained a fractured left leg, while the CCPU officer sustained minor injuries, said Mr. Chilavi. Mr. Chilavi added that later in the day, police received information that the suspects from Kalikiniki had regrouped in Chibolia compound. He further stated that a joint team of anti-robbery officers and officers from Tendere Police Station were deployed to the area. Mr. Chilavi said that despite officers firing several warning shots, the suspects continued advancing, posing an imminent threat to the officers' lives. He added that in response, officers discharged firearms to restore public order and effect lawful arrests. In African news.